Pakula Maureen, mme waka.
Greetings to you, my brother, Brother Ray.
Thank you.
I can hear you that you are speaking about spiritual ignorance. Muriti Ray.
Mama.
Mina ngicela ukudumisa uNkulunkulu. Let me just bring a song. Ngizaletha imhlabeleli mina. Ngani ngoba enhlizweni yami emphefumulweni yami kugcwele ini ukumbonga uNkulunkulu. There is lot of thanks giving to him. Here is the song that I will bring. Bathi Jesu yena uyimpendulo yezwe. Elonakele Jesu yena uyimpendulo yezwe. Elonakele yezwe. Elonakele yezwe. Hello nagele yeswe, hello nagele yeswe, hello nagele kina, kina limu yemeti moya, oh halalela kina. Ali muye medi moya, oh halalela moya, oh halalela moya, oh halalela moya, oh halalela moya, oh halalela. When you have the Holy Spirit, the spirit, the ignorant spirit of ignorance, I be corner guwe. Ngani ngoba unalimu yemedi moya ohalelang. Jesus guye nimpendulo. Yezwe elonakele. Uma konakele konke, uma umoya wakho wonakele, uJesu uyimpendulo yakho konke. I will bring, let me just sing another song. Elisicilwe ngalendlela.
Yeah.
Ethi kukhona iculo engithanda ukuthi bangilethe. Liri mudimu khona. Mudimu khona. Mudimu khona. Bari Jesu. Uwaphila murimu yena mudimu hona mudimu hona mudimu hona bari Jesu uwaphila ditaba diamupakela limawatli. I am a pakela, lirina le di amo pakela, diri Jesu uapila. Ay liritaba, di amo pakela, mawatli. I am a pakela, lirina le di amo pakela, diri Jesu. Uwapila murimu khona re mudimu khona mudimu khona riri mudimu khona riri Jesu uwapila. Greetings to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Greetings to all the pastors.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank
you.
The spiritual ignorance will not be there.
Yeah.
As I have sang the song, Yahore Kanitri, Moya o Halalelang, Heunelim Moya o Halalelang, Kimwe Medi Waruna, Urtusha Kamata Chuotem, uri thusa ka nako tshohle re modimo le gona maphilong a rene riri spiritual ignorance ha ibe gona riri e modimo gona ra leboga brother Ray, good evening, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let me bring this also to you, Pastor Sam, again. The issue of spiritual ignorance. I'm looking into Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they being ignorant of the righteousness of the Elohim, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of Yahuwah. Spiritual ignorance is also found in the notion that we had gone on to establish our own forms of righteousness. What comes to mind, Muruti?
Yes, Muruti, again, if you have to talk about spiritual ignorance, one thing for sure is we live in a physical world with spiritual influences. But then it's a matter of understanding what we, who's leading what exactly. Now, I'll take us to something that it's about, for instance, about faith. When the Bible talks about faith in the book of Hebrews, says it is by faith, Hebrews 11 verse 2, says it is by faith that we believe that the world was created. Very important. The world was created by the word of God. Yes. By faith that you believe. That means if we don't consider things on the perspective of faith, then we consider things on the perspective of our sight. And a lot of us today, we have come to that place of focusing on what we can see with our eyes and building around that a certain world in which we have to live. And that world is going to be completely different from the true world of Jesus or the true world of the Messiah. But the Messiah says, want us to understand that if the world, the universe in which we're living, we need to come to that believing that it was made by the word. And it's the word that has created the universe. And if the word has created the universe and us, for faith to be built in us, we need to hear the word, and not any other word but the word of the Messiah. In other words, when you go a bit down in the same book of Hebrews, when the Bible says that without faith you cannot please God, because whoever believes in God must do what? Know first that God exists, and also he must know that he can get the reward from God if he diligently seek him. Now, that diligently seek him, many of us, we thought that diligently seek him is maybe to ask more time, or maybe it's whatever. You know, there's a lot of different things can go around that diligently seek him. But what I've come to understand, that the diligently seek him has everything to do with fellowship, has everything to do with communion. But the more time you spend with God, what happened is you are building up, first of all, your spiritual muscles, and not only that, you are kind of understanding now the spiritual things, as to understand and to believe that God exists, and not only he exists, but he's a reward of those who diligently seek him. This has to come from the time you spend with him in order to have that confidence and knowing that he is him who is able to do everything. Now, we go up to verse 2 that says that it is by faith that you believe that the whole universe was created by the word. That same word lives inside of us. And if that word lives inside of us, the only way that we can be aware of what the word says is when we allow the word to speak to us. Nowadays, people are not allowing the word to speak to them. People are allowing other things to speak to them. And the word of God is spirit and life. And if the word of God is spirit and life, that means that word has power to speak to our carnal mind and change us. As I said, we need to come to that place of understanding that the physical world must normally, and it has to depend on the spiritual world. Now, to operate in a spiritual world, we don't operate empty. We have to operate with the word. It is the word that establishes us in a spiritual world. When we understand the spiritual world, then it gives us an understanding of the physical world, and it allows us to have an advantage when it comes to proper knowledge. Because when you have proper knowledge, then ignorance is a kick away. Because today we're having a problem where ignorance is standing in front of us because people are not allowing themselves to be led by the Word. And the Word is God Himself. The Word is Elohim Himself. The Word is the Messiah Himself. And the Messiah has the capacity, the ability to do what? To change someone's life by the way we receive Him and the way we are prepared to run with Him. And I wanted to add this by saying that we need to come to that place of understanding that spiritual ignorance can only disappear if we don't live by sight, but we live by faith. And faith is not just an imaginary way of living, but faith is an identity. It's attachment to the truth. As we spoke, I spoke at one point about Nicodemus. Nicodemus has to come to that place of believing that if he believes, then he will be born again. Because he could not believe that being born again, one can be born again without going back to the womb of his the mother. It's not that he has to go back to the womb in order for him to be born again. Why? It's not about that. It's not about going back to the womb. But it is a change of stature based on what? Not based on the physical, but based on the spiritual. Because when you are born again, you are born of the spirit, not of the flesh. But this requires what? It requires an understanding of the truth of the word of life. And the understanding of the truth and the word of life is not given by just reading books, but is given by revelation. Now, talking about revelation, this is another concept whereby say, how do we get revealed? It's where we come to embrace, first of all, we meet with the Messiah, and the Messiah becomes our guide, our Lord, and our everything. When we understand that we cannot run without Him, then we start, things start changing around us. That's very important, because if we don't get to that point, what will happen is we'll live a life of ignorance, and we'll continue to live a life of ignorance. And exactly today we are having churches, people in our churches, brothers and sisters, who are living in ignorance because they've never been exposed to the true gospel or been exposed to the truth. And being exposed to the truth, the only way to be exposed to the truth, as I said, is through the Word. And the Word is what builds in us and creates in us what we call faith. And now, faith is, as we call it, is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Or faith is the reality of things not seen. Because now, faith makes us to tap into the impossible. And it's what we see and what we experience cannot be just be measured with what, I mean, or what we want to see, what we want to experience cannot be measured by what we see. But it has to be measured by what we don't see. That means our belief needs to take us in the spiritual realm, it needs to take us higher than the norm, so that we may be able to live a life of victory, a life of grace, a life of power, and be able to comprehend the whatever that is going on around us. And this requires that we stop focusing, or we stop going to things or focusing things according to our own understanding or our sight, but we need to go through faith, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith, not by sight. You know, these are things that we, you know, will help us as well to just think around us. How does faith be created? How does it come about? It comes about through what? Through the Word. And the Word is the Messiah Himself. That means the starting point is to believe and accept the Messiah. And as we accept the Messiah, we can easily, by His grace, to come out of ignorance. May God bless us, and we shall give some more words as we go along.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Muruti. And you can send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. We are touching base on the very issue of spiritual ignorance, what it is even all about. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts on your as in your ignorance. Ignorance is when we conform to our former lusts. Anything that was really taking us by storm, fashions, trends, immorality, all that, by lust. This is just something else, you know, and quite dangerous it is. Muruti, what comes to mind?
Yes, you know, the Word of God tells us that it is the will of the Father that human beings, all human beings, should be saved and then come to an intimate knowledge of the truth. In other words, that they should intimately experience truth, that it should not just be an intellectual exercise. That is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I believe it's verse 4. That is the will of God, that we be saved and then come to the intimate knowledge or intimate experiential knowledge of the truth. And the Messiah himself says something in John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32. He says that if we remain in his word, we shall experientially know the truth. And the truth will set us free. So, it is the Word, which is called the Word of Truth. It is the Spirit, which is called the Spirit of Truth. Both working deep inside of us. When we submit to the Word and the Spirit, that's what the Messiah is saying, that we should stay, abide in his word, and then hear his voice as his sheep, he being our shepherd. Now, when we do that, it changes our outlook towards life, and then we practice what the Word and the Spirit is teaching us. Thereby, we are departing from lack of knowledge. We are departing from ignorance. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2, I would like to read from verse 13. He says, therefore, submit yourselves to every creation of human beings for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to the governors as to those who are sent by him for the vengeance of evildoers and the applause of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may muzzle the lack of knowledge of foolish human beings. Excuse me, as free, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for evil, but as slaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now, these are real things, practical things which we ought to do. We are spiritually ignorant if we do not practice the things which have been laid out in the Word of God for us to do. Because these things are the truth. So, if we read there, from verse 13 to verse 17, 1 Peter chapter 2, you'll see it corresponds to Romans chapter 13, which is what the Spirit is teaching. It teaches us how to relate to what has been created as government by human beings under Elohim. That when we do what Elohim says we should do, then we demonstrate our knowledge, intimate knowledge of the truth. So if we say we belong to him and reject his word and not put it into practice, we are spiritually ignorant. And we have even heard what Peter said to those who are religious, that they were doing this thing out of ignorance. But now, God is no more winking at ignorance. That's why he's saying judgment will start in the house of the Lord. Because he's going to judge everything which we do according to ignorance. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to read from verse 31. I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of human beings I have fought with beasts in Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the defunct do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die off. Do not be misled. Evil company corrupts good habits. In other words, what is he saying there? The message of the cross is that just as the Messiah resurrected out of the defunct, those that are his who are walking in his footsteps will also resurrect out of the defunct. And he was saying, and you are my boast in that sense, that I've led you to Christ, and if you follow in those footsteps, then it wouldn't be a futile exercise I have undertaken. I die daily. That's what he is saying. And then verse 34, which is the one I want to speak to. Sober up to righteousness and do not sin, for some do, lacking knowledge of God. I speak this to your embarrassment. Look there, he's speaking to us who are children of God. We must sober up to righteousness. We must not sin. It doesn't mean when we have received grace, we can just sin because Christ has paid. No. Here we are told, this is the truth. We should awaken. We should be sober unto righteousness and not sin at all. Because if we do sin, it demonstrates our lack of knowledge of God, experiential knowledge of God. We, If we are walking with him and are intimate with him, then we will not do what he says. Some do sin. And he was speaking this to their embarrassment. So, to ignore and reject what the word is saying to us as his children is to demonstrate our lack of knowledge. It is to demonstrate our ignorance of the things of the Spirit and our ignorance of his word and our ignorance of the Spirit himself.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. I hear you quite well with that. And, of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Mabongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Murake and Professor Kabamba and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pastor Ray, thank you so much for wishing me well yesterday. Spiritual ignorance is to do sin intentionally and then you do things which you know that they are not supposed to be done. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Unkulunkulu utike kubo bonke abantu kuzo zonke indawo. Mabaphenduke-ke abantu-ke baguquke-ke abantu. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the presence, in the present age. Ngempela-ke, kumeleke siphileke impilo ke yobuNkulunkulu impilo ke yobungcwele singaphilike ngokwenkanuko manje ke namhlanje abantu baba ignorant ngokuthi ke balandeleke inyama baphileke impilo ke yenkanuko. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 7. But into the second part the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27. If any one of the common people sins intentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and is guilty. Ngempela ke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siyaye siphule ke lemiyalo kaNkulunkulu siyenzeke okuthandwa ke yithina. Manje ke kuba ignorant ke lokho ukuthi ke singathobeli lokho okushiwo ke izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 ifundeka kanje, having their understanding darkened by alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Ngempela ke uSathane uyayiphuphuthekisa ke ingqondo ke zabantu asenzeke ukuthi siyenzeke izinto okungamelanga ke sizenze ukusenza ke ukuthi sibe ignorant ezwini likaNkulunkulu. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14, as obedient children, not to conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance. Ngempela ke kumele ke singayike empilweni ke lendala ebesiphila ke enkanuko. Uma ke sesindisiwe kumele ke sehlukane ke nayo lendlela ke endala ke besihamba ke kuyo. Namhlanje sifunde ke u-1 Peter chapter 2 verse 15, for this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Ngempela ke ukwenza ke okuhle kusenza ke ukuthi singashayike indiva izwi likaNkulunkulu. Doing good, it silences the ignorance of foolish men. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. And thank you that you are recovering quite well even tonight. Thank you for making the effort to teach us, and that we hear from you even more. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The time has just gone on to 22 minutes before the hour 8. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Spiritual ignorance. Quite a lot being spoken with regards to this. Jeremiah 4 verses 22 says, for my people are foolish, they have not known me, they are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. Being unwise at all. The silliness of ignoring the Father, intentionally and deliberately so. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind?
Yes, Muruti Ray, another thing that I want to add, talking about spiritual ignorance, I will be zoning in actually on faith, because I think that will help me a lot and will help us as well, because obviously whatever we're sharing is really helping to open our eyes and our ears to know, understand, you know.
Yes.
Now, when I go to Hebrews 12, verse 1, and the Bible says, he's starting with, therefore, we are surrounded by a big crowd of witnesses.
Mm.
People who have gone, who have worked with God, who have accepted, because the old book of Hebrews 11, it speaks about people of faith. Mm. People have gone into a lot, they've experienced a lot, and at the end of the day, they walk with God, not with sight, but with faith. They accepted to pay the price that some of us today maybe cannot or are unable to pay.
Mm.
They've accepted to go extra mile, and that maybe not all of us today will be able to do.
Mm.
And that already speaks volume. And then now it says that we are surrounded by that kind of a cloud of people who went ahead of us. And we see the Abraham, the Enoch, and many of them.
Mm.
What did they do? They accepted to go that route because they believe in the God, or they believe in Elohim, even without seeing him.
Mm.
They accepted to follow him, and today we can talk about them. Now, to accept, this type of acceptance is not given to everyone unless if you've been spoken to, unless if you've heard the voice. And then when you've heard the voice, as we're talking about the word, when you've heard God speaking, and then you stand on what God said, and you run with it, it makes more sense to you, not to everybody. Because when Abraham left, for instance, not everyone could understand why he was living and who spoke to him. He heard the voice, but he stood and he he agreed to follow the voice. That means everything starts with what? A voice that is big, is being given, the word that is given, that comes to us in order to awaken us. That today, we need the voice that can awaken us. We need the voice that can make us alive again. Without that word, we'll follow anything that comes out. That's why today we're having a lot of people who are following today even what called demonic teachings. Why? Because there's no voice. We can have a lot of words. I mean, a lot of noise is going around. But the voice of God is perceived by the grace of God himself. Mm. And that voice is needed today for people to come to that place of listening to that voice and taking a decision based on that. Now, the Bible says, surrounded by the cloud of witnesses. And because we are surrounded by them, what happened is we need now to look at their lives. What did they live and how did they live? So that we may know the kind of life they lived and how they've agreed to follow a God that they've never seen before. Example, Abraham. Now, based on that, already it starts speaking about an awakening, helping us to know what to do. Abraham heard, and when he stood, he walked believing in the voice that he heard. And that voice for him, it was a true voice, because as he ran with it, he never looked backward. He did not go to places because he could see, but he went because he believed. It was by faith that he went. And now the Bible says, as we are surrounded by whatever we see, are surrounded by the crowd, what we need to do is to release ourselves from anything that can entangle us, anything that can stop us from moving. Because as we move, we are not moving based on what we see, but we are moving based on our eyes fixing on the Messiah. I love that. Because it says, you have now to run your race, not only running it anyhow, but fixing your eyes on whom? On the author and the finisher of your faith. And the author and the finisher of our faith is the one who happened to know the beginning and also happened to know the end. And I tell people, a Christian life can be more successful and more fulfilling and more understanding if we can focus on him. Because nobody knows what is Christian life. Nobody can tell with accuracy what Christian life is all about. But Christ can tell. Because he knows the beginning of it and knows the end of it. And the beauty about it is, he's also in between, because he knows even how to take us to our destination. Now, the best way will be focusing on him and allow him to be in control. The best would be to focus on him and allow him to lead us. And as we focus on him, that means whatever infirmities, whatever knowledge that we could have, whatever ignorance that we could have, will fall away. Why? Because whatever we'll be getting from him will be pure and true word that will come from him, and that word will establish us. Because when you focus on him, then he's the one who'll be telling you, come, follow me. Don't go right, don't go left. There's one thing that I want to say here. When you check, there's a one day Jesus Christ was late, and then he told the disciples, the disciples left him and he had to follow them. And while he was following them, it happened that they were in the boat and they saw someone walking on the water, and that someone looked like a ghost. And Peter said, Master, is it you? The Master, it's me. Say, if it is you, command me to walk towards you. I love that. But what happened is, the Master said, come. When Peter started walking, didn't he know that he was walking on the water? He knew. Didn't you know that, Jesus was walking on the water? He knew. Didn't you know that he came out of the boat? He knew. But something happened. As he was walking, at one point he started looking at the winds. And the Bible says when you start looking at the wind, it starts sinking. And when you start looking at other things than the Messiah himself, that's where the knowledge is corrupt. That's where ignorance comes in. That's where people cease to focus on the truth instead of focusing on heresies. Because while he was walking, he knew exactly that he was going toward Jesus. He knew that he was walking on the water. And the only thing that he could do was to continue focusing on Jesus. Because even when he starts sinking, The Bible says Jesus pulled him from the water. But I will believe when he pulled him from the water, he walked back with Jesus in the boat. Although the Bible does not say that, but I believe that it's exactly what happened, because Jesus Christ was not yet where the boat was. He had to pull in. I think they walked together. Now, what I want to bring to us is this: for us to be able to comprehend the spiritual ways of doing things, is where we focus on the Messiah and on the Messiah alone, not on anything else. When our focus is on Him and on Him alone, whatever we shall do, whatever we shall produce, whatever we shall say will have a meaning, because it will be dictated by Him alone, not with any other thing or any other person. And today, as I said, the moment somebody was start looking left or right, you start corrupting your knowledge. When you corrupt your knowledge, ignorance comes in. And when ignorance comes in, you know what will come out is death. And most of us today will live a life of lack, life of death, life of whatever, because our focus is not right. Our focus is wrong. We're focusing on the things that we can get. We focus on the things that we can receive. Even when you go into our prayers, most of the time we have what you call kind of selfish way of asking things, because it's about me, I, my family, and so on. But we've never seen the importance of being just there to pour out to pour ourselves in the hands of God in order to get guidance from Him. And if we can learn to do that, I believe that ignorance will leave us, and we can stand on the truth and run with the truth. And I said, we're going to talk about faith, because faith helps us to understand. Because without faith, we cannot really even be called children of God. Without faith, I mean, our Christian life is just it's just empty. And we need to come to that place of really, truly believing and knowing that our life is in the hands of God. And it being in the hands of God, nobody has the power to take it away except God Himself can lead us, and it can take us to the place where we should. Beloved, these are a few things again I wanted to add, just to make us see that when you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, look at what they have done. Look at how they stood the ground, how they did not let anything corrupt them, how they stood in whatever form they went until the end, and then they got the reward. Although they did not get the promise, but somehow, somewhere, we'll get the promise together with them. Why? Because we are now embarked, all of us, we are embarked into one boat, and we are sailing to the same destination. May God bless you.
Thank you so much, Muruti. We trust the Father is doing you well also. Thank you very much. And of course, we are talking about spiritual ignorance, what it is even all about.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
The word says in Jeremiah 8:7, even the stock in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Elohim. My people do not know the judgment of the Elohim. And that's what it says. Spiritual ignorance. Finally, Mruti.
Yes, my brother. You earlier quoted that scripture of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. And I love that scripture because together with the others that are around it, it speaks volumes to us.
Mm.
So that we should be careful of spiritual ignorance. Because the verse before that says we should gird our deep thinking. We should be sober. And earlier on we spoke another scripture which was saying we should be sober to righteousness, which was Paul. So you see these two men by the Holy Spirit emphasizing the same thing, and that our hope should be perfectly upon the grace that is to be brought to us in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, having that hope, what do we do? My brother was speaking about faith. What is our faith? Our faith is to be obedient children, not shaping ourselves together with others to the former desire. Yes, desires of ignorance. We should rather pursue to be holy as the one who has called us is holy. And this is a very clear demonstration that if we walk in spiritual ignorance, we are manifesting disobedience and rejection of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whereas when we walk in obedience, we are demonstrating our intimate experiential knowledge of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Very much important to reject spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is a very dangerous condition. It may not even be realized by many of us that it will actually lead to our embarrassment when the Messiah appears, if we pursue the manifestation of spiritual ignorance. But if we pursue the manifestation of spiritual knowledge of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will indeed be joyful at the appearance of our Lord and our Savior. Let us pursue the knowledge of the one true living God in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen to that. I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Muruti. As we go towards a close, and of course, just after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Maureen.
Good evening again, Brother Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
Here is the word that I am bringing.
Yeah.
The word of God, it reads as follows. First Thessalonians. This letter is from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. It is written to the church in Thessalonica. You who belong to God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, may His grace and peace be yours. Mm. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we talk to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and your continual anticipation of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God loves you, dear brothers and sisters, and that He chose you to be His own people. As brothers and sisters in the Lord, God has chosen us, so we should continually be faithful in His work. So, verse 5, it reads as follows, "For when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but also with power, for the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what we said was true, and you know that way we lived among you was further proof of the truth of our message. So you received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the severe suffering it brought you in this way. It brought you in this way. You imitated both us and the Lord. As a result, you yourself became an example to all the Christians. And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Greece. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. We don't need to tell them about it." So here is the word, any letter, yoga First Thessalonians. Ngiyabonga, Brother Ray. Ngani ngoba. Liyasho izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi as brothers and sisters, we should keep on doing what is right. The Holy Spirit is helping us. Verse 9, 84, "They themselves keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and living God." Meaning that we have to turn away from idols and serve the true and the living God. Verse 10, "And they speak of how you are looking forward to the coming of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God raised from the dead. He is the one who has rescued us from the terrors of the coming judgment." But, Brother Ray, I am bringing this word, like a First Thessalonians, Elisho ngempela ukuthi ngempela, we should, verse 980, "For they themselves keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and living God." We are serving the true and the living God. By bringing the message, by preaching, singing for Him, uNkulunkulu uyajabula ngathi. Thank you very much. This is the way that I am bringing First Thessalonians into this letter. Yaga Thessalonians, it was written by Paul ebhalela ibandla lase Thessalonica. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Memorin. We really appreciate. And of course, thank you to Muruti Muraka. And may you recover speedily, sir. Pass my regards at home and love. And also, thank you so much to Pastor Samuel Kabamba, just at the airport there, about to board, maybe. Thank you so much. Pass our regards also at home and love. And to everyone who has been listening, calling, sending WhatsApp messages, thank you very much. Sending also a voice note, thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly, and may He continue to use you to teach us even far much more. We are learning together, as I always say. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And He guides us into His truth by His Holy Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh. And He leads us into His understanding. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. Next week, we are going to be touching on an issue which I think you will love so much. We are going to be touching on rebuking sin as we should. Rebuking sin as we should. It is something we'll be looking into. From me, it's been great. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda is taking you through, as for me, I say to you, Tuda Rabba.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.